Bonjour, mesdames et messieurs, bienvenue for the science part A convocation. The students are on their way down, led by the piper, and when they come in to the tent on your right, as they will be in just a few seconds, you might like to give them a round of applause. Nice hand for Max Langevin. Bonjour à tous. Welcome to Science Group A, or one, maybe we should say, for a higher number than A, one. Although A is a good grade, there's no question about that, and a lot of you made a good grade. And my name is David Harp, I'm University Marshal, and my job is to entertain you, so to speak, with a quote around the entertain, for about 4 minutes until the platform party arrives. There is an announcement that needs to be made with respect to safety in the tent. I made it yesterday and said nothing was going to happen. The sun was out, it looked good, and it ended not well. But maybe to inform you briefly, what happened is that eventually everyone left the tent because it was pulsing like a giant bladder or heart or something like that. Being in science, many of you know how the heart pumps, and that's what it was doing in here for about 4 minutes with the lightning coming down. So the tent was evacuated. Maybe you know this already. Probably 300 or more students and 500 or more parents made it to Leacock 132, where the spirits were very high because, after all, you spent your lives in Leacock 132. I've spent many lifetimes in Leacock 132. So the platform party will be coming in about 2 or 3 minutes. That was the main comment to make. I did want to alert you to, oh, and also I want to publicly thank the ushers and all of the helpers who helped make yesterday as reasonable as it turned out to be. And, yeah, exactly. And this gentleman right in the middle of the front of the stage has been organizing you folks up in that domain where you just left. Steve Olive has done a wonderful job for the last many, many years, and I'd like a nice hand for Steve. And I would also ask you to tear your lineup cards in half. You present the first lineup card to the reader, the second lineup card over here to retrieve your degree. Watch the persons in front of you. If you have a bad hair day, you can retrieve it by looking into the mirror down here. Three separate pictures will take place. Levez-vous, s'il vous plaît, for the platform party. Yeah.
Thank you, Professor Purdy. Good morning, graduating students, honored guests, families, friends, ladies and gentlemen. Bonjour à tous. As Chancellor, and on behalf of McGill University, it is my great pleasure to welcome you to the 2014 convocation ceremony for students graduating from the Faculty of Science. For almost two centuries, McGill's chancellors have commenced these ceremonies with some remarks, and as the 18th chancellor in McGill's illustrious history, I have enjoyed continuing this practice. It may be difficult for you to fully appreciate, and certainly hard for me to totally accept the fact, that exactly 60 years ago, give or take a few days, I sat on this very lawn, like you, with cap and gown, waiting to receive my Bachelor of Commerce degree. Now, when I look at my graduation photo, there's not the slightest doubt that I have not changed at all. But the changes that have taken place at McGill are truly profound. Other than some of the older buildings, McGill is almost totally unrecognizable from being an excellent university. It has developed into one of the world's great institutions of higher learning. In size alone, it has grown several-fold. The quality of its teaching and research has become unquestionably world-class. But in no area has the change been greater than in the excellence and diversity of its student body. Au cours des cinq dernières années, à titre de chancelier, j'ai eu le privilège d'échanger avec un grand nombre d'entre vous, et à chaque nouvelle rencontre, je suis sincèrement émerveillé par le calibre exceptionnel de nos étudiants, non seulement par le profil de leur formation, mais également par la diversité de leurs intérêts. In these interactions with students, a number of themes appear to take precedence, the most prevalent of your concerns, understandably, being able to obtain a position leading to a meaningful career. But your other concerns were not on any student's radar screen when I sat where you are today. In my day, the word environment meant something totally different on the rare occasions it was used at all, normally as a synonym for the weather. No one thought about the larger environmental issues such as income inequality, low standards of primary and secondary education here and in the developing countries, or the absence of clean drinking water or minimal medical treatment in large swaths of the world. What is most impressive is not that you think about these problems, but that you and your fellow McGill students are actively participating in trying to find solutions to these serious issues. You traveled to Africa, India, Latin America, and elsewhere to build schools, teach children, provide medical services, and assist in developing improved farming practices. Au sein de la communauté même où vous habitez, vous construisez des toits verts, apportez des repas aux personnes dont la santé ne leur permet pas de se déplacer, ouvrez comme mentor auprès des étudiants de secondaire, les aidant ainsi à décrocher leur diplôme et donnez gratuitement des leçons de musique à des jeunes en difficulté. Et vous êtes des milliers à le faire. While I have always believed that I had never emotionally left McGill, the past 5 years that I have served as Chancellor, and from which I will be retiring in a few weeks, have been a real homecoming. I am so very proud of my alma mater. I'm so proud of the students, the faculty, and the administrators. I'm planning to stay active in both the McGill and the larger community as long as I have the strength of body and mind, and I welcome all of you to do likewise for as long as you can. I have no doubt that you, like me, will never regret it. Merci. Thank you. Je voudrais maintenant inviter la professeure Suzanne Fortier, principale et vice-chancelière de l'Université McGill, à s'adresser à l'auditoire. Professeur Fortier.
Bienvenue aux finissants de 2014. Welcome to the graduating class of 2014. I am joined here today by your families and friends, by our chancellor, the chair of the board, our chancellor emerita, our governors and governors emeriti, by our distinguished honorary degree recipient, by special guests and esteemed colleagues. We are here together to express how proud we are of you and of everything that has brought you here today. C'est pour moi un immense bonheur de vous féliciter pour vos réalisations et votre persévérance. Today marks an important milestone. Savor it, enjoy it, celebrate, and remember this moment. Remember to all the people who have supported you in your studies. Families and friends, of course, professors, librarians, and staff. You have not been alone. I invite you all graduates to please stand up. All of you, the graduates, please stand up. Look around you. Merci. So you stay up, the graduates, because your cheering section has applauded you. Now it's your turn to applaud all those people who have supported you through the years. Merci beaucoup. Vous pouvez vous asseoir. Merci. Have you ever finished a big project only to have someone say to you, "That's great, so what is next for you?" That is so annoying. But really, class of 2014, I have to ask, what is next? And please don't be nervous, because you don't have to ask the question, answer the question right away to get your degree. But really, in all seriousness, the big question is not what is next for you. The big question is how you will face whatever is next for you. Today is a transition. You have finished your degree, and that is no small thing. It is a given that you're going to do something next. You have a mind that is ready to learn, and there's so much more learning to be done and enjoyed. For some of you, the next classroom will be the workforce. Certains de ces apprentissages se feront dans une université, peut-être même ici à McGill, mais sûrement ils se feront tout au long de votre vie, où que vous soyez. Transitions are exciting, but they're a bit scary too, and I can tell you that having recently returned to school myself, I understand these feelings. One could say that science, by its very nature, is in constant transition. Our scientific knowledge deepens by the day. Think of the amazing leaps made in telecommunications, the field where this morning's honorary doctorate recipient, Ruben Gruber, built many successful companies since graduating from McGill University, from our own Faculty of Science, almost 50 years ago. And as a philanthropist, Dr. Gruber established a scholarship fund that has helped countless McGill students realize their dreams and take the steps towards their own transitions. I wish I could offer all of you a drink right now. When we find ourselves in times of transition, people who are close to us often reach out with advice, sometimes also with gifts, and sometimes with gifts that are advice in disguise. When I became principal of McGill last fall, I was very lucky to receive such gifts, and I want to share three of them with you. I've known my friend Kay for over 40 years. As young crystallographers, we started our research career together. She gave me a fridge magnet as a gift. It reads, "Proceed as if success is inevitable." It's wonderful, really, to have a friend who believes in you. But what the message is telling us, really, is assume responsibility for your own success. You are not an observer of your own life. You are the main actor in the play that is your future. You have been in the same place for some years. You now have to leave that comfort zone for something that is new and unknown. You're going to have to be resilient. There will surely be a few storms in the way, but with a good dose of determination, talent, and optimism, the blue skies and success will await you at the end of the road. This brings me to Blair, a great colleague from Ottawa. She gave me a book as a gift, The Rational Optimist by Matt Ridley. What a great title, The Rational Optimist. Set your sights high, allow yourself to dream, but with your feet on the ground. Keep an eye on the big things you want to accomplish, the big goals, and take it a step at a time. Make sure you do everything that you can to make it happen. And the third gift came from Albert and Victor, the sons of my doctoral supervisor here at McGill. They gave me a framed code of ethics that their father had written in the 40s. Among the code were very important pieces of advice that have been with me all my life. Do not bluff your way out of difficulties, and keep your integrity at all times. These are powerful words and powerful advice, because whatever you do in life, the what eventually fades away, and what you're left with is the how you feel about it deep down in your own soul. Three gifts, but really one very special gift: the people you meet in life. Remember the friends you've made here at McGill. Keep them close. Chancellor Steinberg is a perfect role model. As he said, this year marks the 60th anniversary of his own graduation, and he is still in touch with his classmates. And of course, he stayed connected to McGill, even as he moved through his own transitions and challenges and many successes. A few weeks ago, Chancellor Steinberg and I attended an event to honor some of our students. I introduced him to the Francophone parents of one of our students. "C'est le chancelier de McGill," I said. Now, chancelier was not a word they were familiar with, so they thought I had said, "C'est le chansonnier de McGill, the singer-songwriter of McGill University." They were looking at each other in total confusion. McGill, being such a great institution, must have, they thought, a highly acclaimed chansonnier. But they didn't know any of his greatest hits. So when they told me the story, it made me think about Arnold's many, many great hits as our chancelier. Indeed, Chancellor Steinberg has played a huge role in writing the future of McGill and has sung our university's praise relentlessly. And he has shown all of us how to do so with great charm, intelligence, and humility. He takes pure joy in the accomplishment of others and in nurturing their leadership. He is generous with his time and his wisdom, always ready for an encore. He loves to learn and has an inquisitive and open mind. And most of all, he loves McGill and the McGill community with all his heart. Mon cher Arnold, tel que l'a écrit Gilles Vigneault, un grand chansonnier québécois, c'est à votre tour de vous laisser parler d'amour. Et à tous nos diplômés, sachez que vous vous joignez à une grande et belle famille. J'espère que vous considérez l'université comme votre maison. Revenez-y le plus souvent possible. Les portes vous seront toujours très grandes ouvertes. I recently met some McGill alumni in New York City, and they gave me what I think is the perfect description of our university, and I want you all graduates to remember it. A bunch of smart people doing amazing things and delivering results. Please keep in touch. We are always eager to hear about your own amazing results. Félicitations, congratulations.
Merci, Professor Fortier. I now invite Professor Martin Grant, Dean of the Faculty of Science, to present Mr. Ruben Gruber, that he may have conferred upon him the highest recognition that is within the power of this university to grant. Dean Grant.
Mr. Chancellor, it is my pleasure to present to you Ruben Gruber, a distinguished graduate, a successful entrepreneur, and simply put, a leader in the international telecommunications and data communications world for more than 40 years. Ruben has been a pioneer in voice over internet protocol. He's also a serial entrepreneur and has founded and invested in dozens of companies, including 10 that have gone public. He now focuses on helping others build their own companies by investing and advising in board positions. Science class of 2014, as you will come to know, achievement is a hallmark of McGill Science graduates. Not only achievement in our classrooms and laboratories, which have led to your graduation today, but also achievements after graduation that can change the world. As such, Ruben Gruber is an inspirational role model, but there is more to this story. Ruben earned his Bachelor of Science degree from McGill University in 1965 with the financial support from the McConnell Scholarships. In recognition, he established the Ruben Gruber Scholarships for students at McGill. In his words, "There's nothing better than helping others in the same situation that I was in. The feeling is absolutely amazing. I can't imagine a more satisfying thing to do. McGill taught me how to think. I made some good friends, too, and I still have them to this day." In sum, then, Ruben Gruber is a distinguished graduate whose career defines and embodies the values to which we aspire in our university, the values of excellence and of achievement, and he also embodies the responsibility to which such achievements give rise, particularly the duty of recognizing those who have helped you, giving back to help others achieve as well. Science class of 2014. All great universities must have as their core values a respect for and recognition of achievement, plus the responsibility of duty and service to others that achievement engenders. Mr. Chancellor, I present to you Ruben Gruber, that you may confer upon him the degree of Doctor of Science honoris causa.
Ladies and gentlemen, I now invite Dr. Reuben Gruber to deliver the convocation address. Dr. Gruber.
Thank you, Principal Forte, Chancellor Steinberg, Science Dean Martin Grant, distinguished faculty and guests, and a really special thank you to my good friend, Dr. Ben Reuben, who hooded me today. Ben has been a good friend, starting in high school all the way through McGill and even now. Each of my classmates in the math physics class of 1965 went on to earn their PhDs, all of them except me. Now, I proudly join my other science classmates with the title of doctor. As I stand here today in front of my wife, my mother of 92 years, my children, my grandchildren, and friends, I am extremely appreciative and humbled by this wonderful honor from the school that I so deeply care about. There are many rags-to-riches stories that have had their beginnings here in the McGill community. This fine university has provided us all with a great education, in addition to the ability to think, question, create, and solve problems. It's given us a chance to establish who we are in this world and look to the future with an eye on the power of possibilities. For me, growing up in Montreal with two strong parents, my life seemed to be operating on autopilot. I was told that I had to struggle hard so I could finish high school well enough to get a scholarship to come to McGill. From there, my career goals were limited to becoming a professor or a rabbi or a doctor. That was it. If I floundered on that career course, I would have been a total failure. There were no alternatives. So I did what I was supposed to do. I graduated from Outremont High here. I went on to McGill with a J.W. McConnell scholarship. I earned a BSc in mathematics. And then I walked out of McGill almost 50 years ago to study mathematics at Wayne State University, the graduate school, in order to become a professor. At Wayne, I was studying for my doctorate when I got sidetracked by an offer to become a research mathematician at the General Motors Research Labs in Warren, Michigan. So I finished my master's program and I drove my Ford Mustang onto the GM parking lot. A real no-no. On my first day, my boss came to the lobby to pick me up and walk me to the office. And as we walked down the hallways, we passed a glass room where inside was a huge machine. He said, "That's a computer." I said, "Okay, I never heard of it." He said, "You're going to work on that." I said, "Okay." And then we went into my office, and in the corner was a beta unit of one of the first IBM CRTs. He said, "Make it do something useful." That first unexpected opportunity marked the career path that I would follow. That computer changed my life. I got in at the beginning of a technological revolution in America, and I had the chance to use the problem-solving capabilities that I learned here at McGill so that I could participate in building the new emerging business of data communications and telecommunications. The second unexpected opportunity came several years later, while I was working as a technical engineer at a computer company. I knew all about the technology, but my boss said, "You have to learn sales." I said, "I found that opportunity objectionable." I said, "I'm an engineer. I'm not a sales guy." But I was really surprised by my ability and how much I loved selling. That experience proved essential when I eventually became an entrepreneur. I was doing fine at my job when one Friday afternoon, I was called in by my boss, who was the vice president of sales, and he was a mentor and a good friend. He told me that he was just fired by the president. I was devastated. How could somebody who was working so hard and who was so successful be let go in an instant? And then he told me I had to go talk to the president, and he didn't know why. Well, I didn't get fired. But as I walked up the stairs to the fourth floor, I remember that I was thinking that working at a large company was not going to be in my future. And it turns out that it wasn't. That incident made way for my next unexpected opportunity on my path to becoming a technology entrepreneur. I decided to go off on my own. I heard that a forward-looking company who had 5 remote offices wanted to tie them together with the mainframe at their home office in Boston, and I was pretty sure I could build them a network to do it. So I gathered some of my fellow employees and started my first company, Cambridge Telecommunications, in 1972. We succeeded. At that company, I learned how to build a stellar team of A players. I learned how to raise money, how to raise venture capital. I learned how to satisfy customer needs and their demands, and all the rest that you need to build a great company. What I learned here was that once you recognize a need that isn't satisfied, and customers will always just tell you that, and you think you can satisfy that need or build a product that satisfies it, you just have to find a way to go and do it. Is there a risk of failure? Of course there is. I've started a couple of handfuls of companies myself. Some have succeeded, some failed. But in every one of them, I really enjoyed building something of value. When I talk to people about my career, I usually tell them, I never worked a day in my life. It's just been great fun. Today, I spend time with young entrepreneurs as they attempt to start off building their own companies. Or I come back here to Montreal to McGill and spend time with students and encourage their entrepreneurial future. To sum it up, my message to you is this: take risks whenever you find unexpected opportunities. Don't be afraid of learning or trying something new. Believe in yourself and in your project. Always ask yourself this question: what's the worst thing that can happen if I fail? Usually, it's not bad at all. Give back and share what you learned with others, and also try to enjoy everything that you do. I was never a genius here at McGill, only an average student with a strong Jewish mother. I guess in some ways I might have been a failure because I didn't become a rabbi or a professor. But today, Mother, I'm a doctor. Thank you very much, and good luck to all of you.
If ever there was saying, take a theory and turn it into practice, you've heard it today. And such great advice, and we all want to thank Dr. Gruber for those extraordinary words. Thank you, Dr. Gruber. Nous allons maintenant procéder à l'attribution des grades académiques. I call upon Professor Anthony Massey, Provost of McGill University, to commence the formal proceedings. Provost Massey.
Thank you, Mr. Chancellor. I am pleased to invite the students graduating from programs of study in the Faculty of Science to come forward for the conferral of their degrees. Each student crossing the stage will be greeted by the Chancellor, the Principal, or the Chair of the Board of Governors. Students receiving their first university degree shall remove their mortarboard or hat. At center stage, they will be symbolically capped, signaling the conferral of the degree. Students who have already earned a university degree keep their mortarboard on their head, and they will be congratulated by a tap on the shoulder. Let me repeat. No university degree, remove the hat, get capped. Already have a university degree, keep the hat on and get tapped. Parents, friends, and I'm sure the students themselves will be pleased to know that in most cases, capping and tapping are done lightly. The parchment or degree itself is given to students by the dean as they leave the stage and have a photo taken. During this convocation season, you may have seen some students wearing red and white scarves. All self-identifying Aboriginal students are entitled to wear graduation scarves at their convocation, in the community, and at any and all future McGill events that they attend. The red scarf is for those receiving a degree, the white for those getting a diploma or certificate. The feather has two meanings: respect for the person and marking an amazing or special event. The Confederacy belt signifies attachment to and respect for the land on which we live. And the turtle symbolizes the inclusiveness of all nations and respect for diversity. En vertu des pouvoirs qui me sont conférés par le Sénat de McGill, je déclare que les candidats dont le nom figure sur la liste des diplômés de l'université, qu'ils soient présents ou absents, ont satisfait aux exigences de leur grade, diplôme ou certificat respectif. By virtue of the powers conferred upon me by McGill's Senate, I declare that the candidates whose names appear on the university's list of graduates, whether they be present or absent, have satisfied the requirements for their respective degrees, diplomas, or certificates. By tradition at McGill, we begin with students receiving graduate degrees, followed by students obtaining undergraduate degrees. I now invite Professor David Ragsdale to present the graduates, and Professor Martin Grant, Dean of the Faculty of Science, to distribute the diplomas to all graduating students. Class of 2014, congratulations, félicitations.
For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Biology, Emily Louise Bamforth. Xiao Yang Liu. Etienne Lo Dicary. Justin Normand Marlowe. Rajendran Justin Rajakumar. Z Sofia Ekaterina Taranu. Meng Xia. For the degree of Master of Science in Biology, Jonathan Thomas Bouchard. Rita Chiwani. Kayla Marie Hamlin. Adia Hassan. Nikolay Slibenov Christozov. Jacob Peter Ziegler. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Anatomy and Cell Biology, Roshni Alam. Emma Frances Anderson. Mitchell Dean Arnovitz, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List, First Class Honors in Anatomy and Cell Biology. Inez Ogot. Tristan Ty Omentado Armstrong, First Class Honors in Anatomy and Cell Biology, Dean's Honor List. Christopher Baim. Pratibha Baral. Nissan Vida Ablog Baratang. Christia Bardakji. Connor Michael Barker, First Class Honors in Anatomy and Cell Biology, Major Hiram Mills Medal, Dean's Honor List. Rhea Alexandria Beal. Nandi Belinsky Anthonyson. Florence Blackman, Distinction. Frida Clara Mary Blackwell. Jean-Francois Boisvert. Erndeep Singh Bopare. Daniel Borelli. Sabrina Yolanda Bosco. Gabriella Angela Geraldine Bradshaw. Corinne Elizabeth May Brookhouse. Ashley Brown. Rochelle Amina Bujan. Alexandra Ceruli Kanalopoulos. Carissa Chang. Emmerich Jean Charles, First Class Honors in Anatomy and Cell Biology. Crystal Bing Ching Chen, Distinction. Marianne Chen, Dean's Convocation Prize, Dean's Honor List. Edwin Cheung, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List, First Class Honors in Anatomy and Cell Biology. Catherine Shan Shan Chu. Victor Chichkov. Young Sun Choi, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List. Daniel Pasquale Sinelli. Anna Elizabeth Clark. Jelani Clark, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List. Matthew Simon Lewis Cohen, Distinction. Melissa Paulina Couto, Dean's Honor List. Christopher Alexander Kramer. Carl Elling Dahlen. Ariane de Villiers Lacasse. Jess Izzy Ehrlich. Sherry S. Fandia, First Class Honors in Anatomy and Cell Biology. Laura Elizabeth Faulkner. Andrei Fedichev. Maria Paula Flores Sanchez. Carly Jennifer Frank. Jillian Elissa Fuchs. Gasper Gasperlin. Serena Gerardi. Sybil Goulet Stock. Michael Nicholas Gritty, Distinction. Angela Guadagno. Gaston Habib. Charles Haswani, Distinction. Lindsay Hoffman, Dean's Honor List. Christine Horner. Avital Horowitz, First Class Honors in Anatomy and Cell Biology. Brian Howe. Dee Hu, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List, Dean's Honor List. Bogdan Istrate. Rehman Jina, Distinction. Su Jin Jung, Distinction. Hashem Nasser Kulbene. Khatija Aman Kara, First Class Honors in Anatomy and Cell Biology, Dean's Honor List. Mahwish Khan. Nano Grace Kigawa. Jamie Koinakoop, Distinction, First Class Honors in Anatomy and Cell Biology. Monica Kurzwanya. Valeria Kurash, Distinction. Samir Kushwaha, Dean's Honor List. Sarah Kathleen Lahanke. Cynthia Lau. Henri Lee, Honors in Anatomy and Cell Biology, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List. Jiwoo Lee. Lan Chi Lee, Distinction, First Class Honors in Anatomy and Cell Biology. Wan Jin Lee, Dean's Convocation Prize, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List, Dean's Honor List. Jia Yi Li, First Class Honors in Anatomy and Cell Biology. Letian Li. Si Ying Li. Meng Chen Vanessa Lin. Sheng Santina Lin, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List, First Class Honors in Anatomy and Cell Biology. William Wei Qian Liu. Orian Diana Longerstay. Caitlin Melissa Liu, Honor in Anatomy and Cell Biology. Carson Joseph Marcoux, First Class Honors in Anatomy and Cell Biology, Dean's Honor List. Danielle Marjoram, Distinction. Anne Sophie Marquis. Brent Martin, Dean's Honor List. Maya Mahick. Sarah Mirali, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List, First Class Honors in Anatomy and Cell Biology. Zoya Al-Nashir Mohammed. Niels Eric Rottenstein Nandal. Anush Narcissian. Hoi Te Nguyen. Dong Son Yuen Hu. Jeremy Benjamin Palevsky. Eric Pam. Su Jin Park, Distinction. Brent Robert Patterson, Dean's Honor List. Jonathan Evan Pendenza, Distinction. Alexandra Diane Persaud, Dean's Honor List. Jessica Pilat-Bois. Sharissa Ting Poon, Honors in Anatomy and Cell Biology. Sanjeeva Praveena Rajapakse, Distinction, First Class Honors in Anatomy and Cell Biology. Jessica Alexandra Ray. Caroline Raymond. Shahab Razavi. Natalia Lena Rainier. Leora Beth Ritter, Dean's Honor List. Assunta Susie Saltarelli. Parinaz Scheherazade. Nikolay Shargorodsky. Maham Siddiqui. Alex Sigler, Distinction. Jordan Michael Slapkoff. Sarah Louise Smith. Naveen Nishal Suknanan. Matthew Stotland. Rachel Gisani Suliono, First Class Honors in Anatomy and Cell Biology. Victoria Cynthia Sullivan. Julian Tremblay Graval. Drayton Everett Trumbull, Dean's Honor List. Mark Olivier Turgeon, Distinction. Mohammed Amir Wali. Jeremiah Bart Witt. Jennifer Xiong. Yi Zhou. Chehong Zhou. Xu Zhuang. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Biochemistry, Lana Sarteep Aga. Melinda Jade Barmash, Distinction. Nigel Braun. Sabrina Yun Ki Chan, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List. Su Yu Chang. Rakia Davita Nandi Cheesmund. Wei Ling Chiu, Distinction, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List, First Class Honors in Biochemistry. Ephemia Christidi. Safia Clark Mendez. Yasemin Kokay, Distinction. Christopher Dajadian. Patrick Malcolm Davidson. Yuting Feng, Dean's Honor List. Christian Orazio Galtieri. Connor Padwick Hawkins, Dean's Honor List. Juliet Angeli Hernandez Delgado. Andrea Wing Q Ho. Michelle Horvat. Yo Ji Kim. Kipun Sam Lee, Distinction, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List, First Class Honors in Biochemistry. Min Hyung Lee, Distinction. Si Han Lee. Ji Hee Lee. Daniel Aaron Lichtenstein. Andrew Shinran Lin. Stephanie Chien-Yu Lin. T-Yi Liu. Erica Shia Luis, First Class Honors in Biochemistry. Jennifer McCall, Distinction. Adam Joseph Naziak. Kyle Kai Ho Ing, Distinction. Dan Quen Nguyen. James William Opzumer. Cameron Paul Oram. Exa Lina Paderna Subong. Tin Pui Pan, First Class Honors in Biochemistry. Janki Amrish Patel. Jessica Plesia, Honors in Biochemistry. Jennifer Jinmei Qian. Rui Chiu. Isaac Rakowski. Chloe Angelica Randall Reese. Sarah Jane Kieva Sass. Ran Shu, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List. Maisha Taranam. Oops. Samantha Louise Tidd. Aiden Charles Andrew Tomlinson. Megan Elizabeth Van Alstein, First Class Honors in Biochemistry, Dean's Honor List. Ethan Yang. Han Yin. Siraj Khalil Zar, First Class Honors in Biochemistry, Dean's Honor List. Peter Z. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Biology, Alyssa Jennifer Armsby. Julie Vivian Aerosmith. Melanie Badia. Brittany Devalin Barbeau. Matilda Catherine Barbeau, First Class Honors in Biology. Venkata Sai Bogadi, Dean's Honor List. Edna Karchai Chan. Jennifer Chang. Alexandra Charlton. Yi Ning Chen. Gabrielle Coderre Chabot, First Class Honors in Biology, Penn Halau Prize in Biology, Dean's Honor List. Mark D. Benedetto. Kevin Dick. Catherine Elizabeth Dixon. Thomas Alexander Irwiz. Lawrence Elian Phaeton. Sarah Florence. Liam Harris, Frank Rigler Prize in Ecology, Dean's Honor List. Jenna Houghton, Distinction. Yosef Hishemi, First Class Honors in Biology, Dean's Honor List. Fatima Sarah Jamil, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List. Ha Min Jiang. Mika Ann Kane. Yong Sin Kim. Ryan Kligman, Dean's Honor List. Marcus Kolber. Xia Li Liu, Distinction, First Class Honors in Biology. Amber Ann McCrate. Colin Sebastian McDonald. Elena Marija Motivans. Tai Na Khan Nguyen. Rachel Lee Novak, Distinction. Chi-Hao U. Jaspreet Panu, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List, First Class Honors in Biology. Francis Francesco Petrella, Distinction. Kyla Ann Reynolds, Distinction. Stefan Roddick. Anthony Sardane, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List, First Class Honors in Biology. Angela Rebecca Schneider. Catherine Elizabeth Shaw, Distinction. Matthew Jeremy Shepherd, First Class Honors in Biology, Dean's Honor List. Alec Daniel Silver, Distinction, First Class Honors in Biology. Alexandra Maylee Simon, First Class Honors in Biology. Clayton Snyder. Joel Roger Spratt, First Class Honors in Biology, Muriel Roscoe Prize in Biology, Dean's Honor List. Zachary Mark Trefiro. Alexandra Rhea Tsitsiklis. Catherine Elizabeth Turner, Dean's Honor List. Sophie Wolven. Stephanie Wei Sen Jung. Philip Zimney, First Class Honors in Biology. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Biology and Chemistry for Teachers, Simone Pin Dissel, also receiving a Bachelor of Education. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Biology and Mathematics, Selena Gillette Wan Shenhua. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Immunology, Raiden Armstrong, First Class Honors in Immunology, Dean's Honor List. Saba Balvardi, Dean's Convocation Prize, First Class Honors in Immunology, Dean's Honor List. Ryan James Chan, First Class Honors in Immunology, Dean's Honor List. Jingwen Chen, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List, First Class Honors in Immunology, Dean's Honor List. Kimya Hassani Ardakhani, First Class Honors in Immunology, Dean's Honor List. Janine Xiao-Chen Tsu, Distinction, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List, First Class Honors in Immunology. Manli Jin, Distinction, First Class Honors in Immunology. Yuneng Margaret Liu, First Class Honors in Immunology. Pedram Navid Azerbaijani, Distinction, First Class Honors in Immunology. Purani Ganesh Subramani, First Class Honors in Immunology. Sunny Wei, Distinction, First Class Honors in Immunology. Adrian Kai Yin Wu, Distinction, First Class Honors in Immunology. Si Yu Wu, First Class Honors in Immunology, Dean's Honor List. Sarah Yumin, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List, First Class Honors in Immunology, Dean's Honor List. Kong Yu Chong, First Class Honors in Immunology, Dean's Honor List. Michael Zhou, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List, First Class Honors in Immunology. Charles Zhang, Distinction, First Class Honors in Immunology. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Microbiology and Immunology, Natalie Abanto. Aline Abu Jaudeh. Travis Michael Aykroyd. Alexandra Averbach, Distinction, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology. Laura Susan McNeil Baker. Daphne Jane Barron. Rosie Behar. Gurniki Kar Bindra. Talia Margaret Boshari. David Adam Bray. Daniela Andrea Calderon Nieva. Jasmine Kerr Shahal. Tevi Chan, Distinction, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology. Frank Chang, E.G.D. Murray Prize in Microbiology, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology, Dean's Honor List. Se Na Chung. Chad Cohen. Andre Florin Dan, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology. Megan Lynn Devian, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List. David Dubay. Jean-Yves Dubay, Distinction, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology. Jonathan Christopher Dubay. Mathieu Dubay, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology. Lydia Erkag. Alexandra Michelle Franklin, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology. Shi Chie Fu, first class honors in microbiology and immunology. Julian Alexandra Gagnon, distinction. Maria Elena Gentile, first class honors in microbiology and immunology. Natalia Gianna Kapulu. Hannah Guak, first class honors in microbiology and immunology. Don Ham. Michelle Susan Henderson Tomowski. Julie Huang. Melissa Marie Horvat. Kristen Marie Hunt. Ju Huan Hyun. Razvan Yorga. Nazreen Kari Arancibia. Salma Mohammed Khalil. Do Hyung Kim, Dean's Honor List. Jong Woo Kim. Rudolph Yinwar Coleman Lam. Justine Alyssa Latremoy, first class honors in microbiology and immunology. Daniela Lento. Eunice Hong Yi Leung. Jia Ming Liang, first class honors in microbiology and immunology. Sufei Harumi Liu, distinction. Alexander Francis McGarry. Adriana Modafari. Kasana Trina Mastillo, distinction. Mohammed Yosef Nazar. Tripti Pandey. Alex Young Park. Swati Patel. Helya Ravar. John Chu Chi Ren, first class honors in microbiology and immunology. James Robichaud. Jennifer Marie Salt. Erica Lee Schreier. Betsy Zetto, Dean's Honor List. Brendan Timmons. Chia Tsai. Sabrina Valdron Nguyen. Monica Milagros Velasquez Flores. Sharon Wang. Peter Shia. Terrence Lockman Yoon. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Neuroscience, Brianna Caitlin Barsanti Inez, Distinction. Alexandra Stewart Barton, Distinction. Dominique André Beauregard Casabon, Distinction. Anand Kumar Berry, Dean's Honor List. J. Daniel Nicholas Boychuk, Distinction, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List. Christine Faye Kahaney. Tara Catherine Campbell, Dean's Honor List. Zi Man Chan, Distinction. D. Chen. Tian Yang Dai, Distinction. Catherine Ann Darwish. Brandon Evtushevsky. Gregory James Ferguson. Eric Fung. Allison Michelle Goodwin Wilson, Distinction. Arvin Hagigat, Distinction. Amanda Christina Hakala, Anna and Robert Skomorowski Prize in Science, Dean's Honor List. Howard Huang. Sarah Hanafi, Distinction. Jacqueline Laura Markovitz, Dean's Honor List. Basil Jed Kadura, Dean's Honor List. Nicholas Kanellopoulos. Min Suk Kim, Dean's Honor List. Jonathan Daniel Kret, First Class Honors in Neuroscience, Dean's Honor List. Annie Kwan, Emmanuel Tavares Memorial Prize, Dean's Honor List. Saskia Kwan, Distinction. Kendra Lavasseur. Yang Liu, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List. Christopher Chi Fen Lui, Dean's Honor List. James Joseph Matina, First Class Honors in Neuroscience, Dean's Honor List. Natalie McKinnon, Distinction. Zachary Singer. Alexander Noel McDougall, Distinction. Erica Danielle McKenzie, Distinction. Xin Yu Mei, Dean's Honor List. Zhang Yun Moon, McGill Alumni Society Prize, Dean's Honor List. Megumi Mori, Dean's Honor List. Lindsay Alexandra Asso, Emmanuel Tavares Memorial Prize, Dean's Honor List. Rafael Paez. Vanessa Rose Polito, Dean's Honor List. Annie Chu, Anna and Robert Skomorowski Prize in Science, Dean's Honor List. Gaurav Sharma, Distinction. Benjamin William Simmons, Dean's Honor List. Perry William Eric Spratt, First Class Honors in Neuroscience, Dean's Honor List. Andrea Weckman, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Pharmacology, Zainab Ahmed. Kathleen Michelle Anderson. Wendy Wing Chi O Jung. Seung Han Bai, Distinction, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List, First Class Honors in Pharmacology. Benjamin Baranek, Distinction, First Class Honors in Pharmacology. Elizabeth Bellafleur McCall. Laura Marie Best, First Class Honors in Pharmacology. Natasha Veronica Borsellino. Yiming Xiu, Distinction. Jessica DiCiero. Meng Qi Dong. Touche Dowers. Camille Drouin. Carrie Fan. Marco Folino, Dean's Honor List. Sade Anita Francois, Distinction, First Class Honors in Pharmacology. Adrienne Justine Galant Langteau, Distinction. Kumakshi Gunason. Megan Leah Hill. Richard Shea, Shi Ping Hung, Distinction, First Class Honors in Pharmacology. Simran Kenth. Mikhail Kushnarev. Dong Hyun Lee. Yi Lian. Li Ying Lian, First Class Honors in Pharmacology. Jeffrey Robert Li Nam. Srina Rajesh Malavaya, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List. Stephen Manchio, First Class Honors in Pharmacology. Cameron Mark McRae. Palmina Montanaro. Shi Chi Pan. Dileka Natalia Pereira. Christina Chian. Randy Rabang. Doran Joseph Satinov, First Class Honors in Pharmacology. Gautier Quentin Shang, First Class Honors in Pharmacology, Dean's Honor List. Emily Sachiko Schwenger, Distinction, First Class Honors in Pharmacology. Jennifer Yenling Sung. Jia Shi Tong. Marija Dvrtkovic. Alessio Valentini, First Class Honors in Pharmacology. Matthew Vesnaver. Lindsay Welikovich, First Class Honors in Pharmacology. Yina Shu. Bo Ying Shue, Distinction, First Class Honors in Pharmacology. Chen Dong Yao, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List, First Class Honors in Pharmacology. Yu Chen Yao, Distinction, First Class Honors in Pharmacology. He Wan Yun. Connie Hei Kun Yu. Xiao Yang Zhu. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Physiology, Megan Ashley An. Kalim Suleiman Achia, Distinction. Zheng Huan Bach. Rami Balawan, Mitchell Bailey, Irena Gentar Belzikas, Ramla Abdullahi Baris, Benjamin Frank Bayland, Distinction, Sophia Bernasconi, Shivani Bhatt, Qian Bian, Robert Joe Bisciuti, Haley Nicole Bossio, Valerie Brower Tremblay, Anisha Chada, Alan Yinglun Chang, Distinction, First Class Honors in Physiology, Audrey Rose Charlebois Poirier, Quan Ting Chen, Dr. Kathleen Tarot Prize in Physiology, First Class Honors in Physiology, Dean's Honor List. Jordan Curtis Chu, Paula Pinto Coelho, Distinction, First Class Honors in Physiology, David DiRenzo, Carolyn Victoria Ann Doak, Julie Gabrielle Duell, Dominica Anna Ziadecki, Stefania Sarah Zisiolowska, Ahmed Elaban, Sarah Nicole Farzin, Adriana Fulginetti, Andy Yuan Li Gao, Dean's Honor List, Katie Patricia Yvonne Garland, First Class Honors in Physiology, Dean's Honor List. Lindsay Elysia Gerstein, Dean's Honor List. Madison Edessa Goldberger, Lawrence Marie Christine Jacqueline Gwyndon Carrier, Erin Nicole Hesse, Keegan Ho Tse Huang, Kelvin Yik Lam Ip, Roman Istomin, Christina Jamieson, Isabel Janmay, Dr. Kathleen Tarot Prize in Physiology, Dean's Honor List. Kyle Jordan Camachi. Jenna Alia Kara. Paula D. Kent. Sunita Ketterpal. Ali Kodadad Hosseini, Dean's Honor List. Hyunjun Kim, Distinction. John Junghan Kim, Distinction, First Class Honors in Physiology. Krzysztof Andrzej Kowalik. Robin Brenchley Krug, Distinction. Anvita Arvind Kulkarni. Sahil Kumar. Austin Lee. Kyung-Soo Lee. Stephanie Lennett, Distinction. Catherine Sarah Laurer, First Class Honors in Physiology, Dean's Honor List. Yifan Li, First Class Honors in Physiology. Pei Yin Liao. Susan Lin, Distinction, First Class Honors in Physiology. Michael Liu, Distinction. Mirella Mayer, Distinction. Priya Shobha Maini. Aaron Lee Menard, Distinction. Jordan Massis. Martin Matuzak, Distinction. Robert Pavel McCauley. Brendan Douglas McNeely. Stephanie Marie Monroe Shins. Don Nguyen. Fabiola Numbisi Nulawe. Leah Christine Ott. Bradley Eric Pearson. Jessica Petrov. Renee Christine Reamer. Shoshana Reiskind. Ashley Ryu. Michael Joseph Samra, Dean's Honor List. Nancy Shia. Mandy Hillary Shum. Jan Susi. Samantha Nicola Steinmetz Wood, Distinction. Laurel Ann McCollum Stevens. Jordan Sugarman. Michael Merrick Spedja. Dylan Sean Tanzer. Jonathan Saul Tyler. Vanessa Elizabeth Towers. Alexandra Grace Tremblay McLean. N. Lee Samuel Tsai, Distinction. Nikhil Verma. Guan Yun Wang. Zachary Weber. Mariko Witalis. Albert Yi. Whitney Paula Zand. Victoria Myo Yin Zhang. Shi Chi Ju. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Physiology and Physics, Hayden Bai. Chua Ying Chua, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List. Connor Daryl Dietz, Dr. Kathleen Thoreau Prize in Physiology, Dean's Honor List. Lyndon Duong, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List. Gabrielle Famulari. Christopher Michael James McFall, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List. Yang Chu. Zehui Shu.
Please join me in expressing our deep appreciation to Professor Ragsdale, who read out all the names. Now, would the graduating class please stand? In my capacity as Chancellor of McGill University, I declare and confirm that each of you is now entitled to the distinction of the degree, diploma, or certificate that has been conferred upon you with all the honors, rights, privileges, and responsibility that are pertinent thereto. Félicitations, congratulations. I'd like to ask everyone to please rise now as the Secretary General, Mr. Stephen Stropel, delivers the benediction.
Go now in peace to share the gift of knowledge that has been entrusted to you. May this university and all graduates be diligent in the free and honest pursuit of truth for the benefit of all. Du que nous venions et que nous allions, humble et plein d'espoir, nous nous laisserons guider par l'amitié et la solidarité et nous grandirons en sagesse. May you be blessed all your days.
Thank you, Secretary General. And now to conclude the ceremony, Professor Winston Purdy will sing our national anthem.
Thank you. way. Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you know what happiness is to you.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like that's what you want.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like happiness.
Sounds pretty good.